Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart, it's receptive. I'll not leave the same as it came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith gets stronger and stronger. I know you believe it. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Amen. You know, this is Easter weekend and we celebrate it. You know, without this weekend, you know, without the resurrection, you know, we have no connection with God. We're in a series right now on how to connect with God or how to have a relationship with God. You and I cannot have a relationship with God without the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't connect with Him. We can't fellowship with God. We can't come before His throne without the resurrection. There is no Christianity without the resurrection. You do know that the resurrection was the biggest event that has ever happened in the world, right? It split history right down the center from BC to AD. You realize that your birth date is based on the resurrection. Every time you write a check, well, maybe you don't write a check, but I still write checks. My family wants me to go automatic. I don't trust them. I won't go automatic. So I still write checks, and I put the date on there. Every time you write a check and put that date, it's based on Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm excited about this weekend because this weekend is all about how Jesus paid for our sin, how He's given us power to live a big life, and He's given us a place in our future. Didn't He say, I've got to go away in John chapter 14? But He said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, someone just like me, and He's going to help you. And I'm going to go away and I'm going to prepare a place for you in heaven. What kind of place could it be if He's been working on it for 2,000 years? Can I come visit you at your place? 12 of you, let me come visit at your place. Well, you can come visit me at my place. Amen. Open your Bible, if you would, to the New Testament, to the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay. If you can't find 1 Peter, that's all right. It'll be on the overheads for you. But I want to talk to you tonight about how to get through pain. We all have pain. We've all experienced pain. If you live long enough, you're going to go through pain. I want to talk to you tonight how to get from where you're at to where you want to be. I want to talk to you tonight about how to get through those days where you're even questioning everything and everyone around you. Those days of doubt and those days of wavering and uncertainty. I want to talk to you about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yesterday was Good Friday. We had a Good Friday service at 12 o'clock. And it was good for us, but not for Jesus. It was the worst day of His life. He hung on a cross from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. You do know that crucifixion killed people through suffocation. That's why they would come by and break their legs so they would then sling and they couldn't breathe and they would die. Through all the torture and all the pain, the ultimate reason they died was suffocation. So Jesus went through all the betrayal, all the rejection, all the denial, all the pain, 6 trials, 3 Gentile, 3 Jewish, all out of order, all unlawful. Judas betrayed Him. His staff left Him. His brothers and sisters didn't believe in Him. The beating, He went through physical pain, didn't He? He went through emotional pain and He went through spiritual pain as well. You see, Friday was the day of pain, the day of pain. And Saturday, He was in the tomb and it was sealed. That was a day of doubt and wavering and fear and unbelief for all of His followers. But what came after Saturday? Sunday. Sunday was a day of victory and joy? How do you get from Friday, a day of pain, to Sunday, a day of breakthrough? I want to show you how to do that tonight. Because Jesus is our role model. Jesus is our example about how to go through the worst days of your life and not quit. So let's look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. This is the Message paraphrase. It's not a translation. It's a paraphrase. But I like the way that it reads. So let's look at it. This is the kind of life you've been invited into. Aren't you glad that, again, the nails didn't put Jesus on the cross? Love put him on the cross. I like that song by B.B. King and U2. They went together and they sang a song called Love Came to Town. I like that song. When love came to town, oh my goodness. It wasn't nails that put Jesus on the cross. It wasn't the Romans. It wasn't the Sanhedrin. Jesus voluntarily laid his life down for you and me. And so we see here an example. He went to the cross so you and I could have abundant life. So you and I could have eternal life. So we could have a life worth getting up for every day of our life. So it says we've been invited into this life, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything. Everybody say everything. He suffered everything. You and I don't know the suffering. We can't even come close to the suffering that he went through. This week I watched Joe Buck interview. I watched him interview the basketball player that, you know, had the earrings and the hair. What was his name? Thank you. You watched it too. Dennis Rodman. It was amazing because, you know, Joe was crying. Joe Buck in the interview. Rodman was crying in the interview because Joe was saying to Dennis Rodman, he was saying, you know, tell us about your upbringing. He said, well, I grew up in the ghetto. We're talking about pain tonight. Friday is the day of pain. On the day of pain, we all ask ourselves, what am I going to do? Saturday is the day of doubt. On the day of doubt, the season of doubt, the week of doubt, the month of doubt, the year of doubt, we ask ourselves, how am I going to get through? Sunday is the day of victory, and we ask ourselves, how am I going to get to where I'm supposed to be? The Bible has the answers. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ tells us how to get through a day of pain, a day of doubt, to a day of victory. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So he was interviewing Rodman, and Rodman said, well, you know, I grew up, Joe, and I was made fun of. I was picked on. I was in the ghetto. No one believed in me. Rodman went on to say, I never played basketball in junior high. I never played basketball in senior high. He said, when I was 21 years old, I grew 9 inches in 1 year. He said, my dad... He said, let me tell you about my dad. This is Buck and Rodman. He said, let me tell you about my dad. My dad fathered 54 kids in the ghetto. His dad, 54 kids in the ghetto. He said, I watched my dad. Tears are coming down Rodman's eyes. Joe Buck, I've had lunch with Joe Buck before. I've never seen him cry. He was crying. And I watched the interview, and it was amazing, the pain, the suffering. But Dennis Rodman was talking about what he went through. He said, I watched my father beat my mother. I had no relationship with my father. He said, I had no one to embrace me. I had no one to believe in me. He said, it wasn't until I got out of high school, a little white boy from Oklahoma saw me, believed in me, and said, you'd be a great basketball player. Amazing, isn't it? So Rodman went to Oklahoma, and the rest is history. But he was wanting someone to care for his pain. He was wanting someone that he could have, what would embrace him, that would believe in him and give him a chance. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ has provided for every one of us a chance for a better life, a bigger life, a life worth living. Jesus is our role model. Jesus shows us how to get through his crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection, how God can take a crucifixion and turn it into a resurrection. How God can take our worst day of our life, Friday, the day of pain, and then we're wondering, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through? And then Jesus makes a way, gives us a chance for a Sunday in all of our lives, for a breakthrough and a day of victory. Let's continue. He said that Jesus has invited us into this kind of life. He suffered everything that came his way. So you would know what could be done. So also you would know what? How to do it. Isn't that good? How to do it. Step by step. Life's a journey, isn't it? It doesn't happen overnight. It may happen at night, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey. It's inch by inch. It's a cinch. By the mile, it's a trial. Amazing, isn't it? You know, I was listening to another interview this week of the owner of the Cardinals. And I was listening to him on KMOX, and he was being interviewed by Shannon. And he said to him, he goes, you know, how have you made it through all these decades? He was asking Bill DeWitt. He said, how do you make it through all the different seasons? Your family's been involved in baseball. You've been involved in baseball and the ups and downs of baseball. And how do you get through the seasons where one's good, one's bad? How do you get through, you know, three or four series are great, three or four series are bad? And Mike Shannon asked him to Bill DeWitt, said, how do you get through it? And DeWitt said, well, I either thinking long-term or I'm thinking short-term. And Bill DeWitt said, if short term stinks, I'm always going to think long term. You getting the message, family? You and I have got to have a big picture. You and I have got to have a future that gives us power in the present when the present is painful. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's look at it on the overheads, Amplified Bible. For because he himself in his humanity suffered in being tempted. This is Jesus on the cross. He suffered being tempted, tested, and tried. He is able immediately. How soon does he run to us? All he's waiting on is for you and I to cry out to him. He can come to us immediately to the run of a cry. He'll assist us. He'll relieve us of the pain, of the doubt, of the wavering, of the hurt. It says he'll come as immediately assist those who are being tempted and tested and tried and who therefore are being exposed to suffering. You see, everywhere you've been tempted, he was tempted. Everywhere you hurt, he's hurt. He took the sin, your sin, my sin, every sin we've committed, every sin we're committing, every sin we'll ever commit. He took on, you know, I don't know about you, but when I sin, you probably don't ever sin, but when I sin and I blow it and I miss it, just ask Kim, I feel bad. I mean, I don't want to hurt my Heavenly Father. And when I know what to do and I don't do it, I feel yuck. Well, can you imagine Jesus, how he felt? He took all your emotions, my emotions, all your sin, all my sin. He took the sin of Hitler. He took the sin of all the rapists, those who committed incest, the serial murderers. Jesus took on the sin of humanity. And didn't have to. That's why at 12 o'clock on Friday, the day of pain, that's why everything turned dark because God had to turn his back on his son. Because his son was carrying your sin and my sin. So we could have an invitation into his family. So every way you've been tempted and tested, me too. And you say, Pastor, what's the big deal? The big deal is he understands. He's been there. He knows exactly what you're feeling when you feel the betrayal, the denial, the hurt, the misunderstanding. When you feel depressed, discouraged, distressed, you feel like giving up. When you've been waiting so long for something to happen and it hasn't happened. And the wavering and the doubt, that's a Saturday where you feel like you're at a dead end, you're in a tomb and it's sealed and there's no way out. Jesus is our role model. He's showing us through the death, burial, and resurrection, Good Friday to Sunday, he's showing us how to get through the worst seasons of your life. That's good news, isn't it? I want to give you 3 points tonight, 3 ways, 3 things to do for you and I to do on how to get from Friday, the day of pain, to Sunday, the day of victory. Can I share them with you? They're real simple. Number one, reach out to Jesus personally. Reach out to Jesus personally. John 11, 25 and 26. Here's what it says, John 11, 25, 26. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. You know, I like to study the I ams. Jesus said there's seven of them. And he said here, I am the resurrection and I'm the life. If you want life, you're going to find it in him. If you want resurrection, what do you mean resurrection? Maybe your marriage is dead and you need it to come alive. Maybe your finances are dead, double dog dead, and you need them resurrected. Maybe your relationship with your kids are dead and you need it resurrected. Maybe your health, I mean, it's going south. Your health, your strength, your energy, your vigor, it's gone and you can't keep up with your family. It can be resurrected. How? Through Jesus Christ. So what do I have to do? Well, religion won't help us. But a relationship, a real relationship with Jesus Christ. So number one, how do you get from Friday, the day of pain, to Sunday, the day of victory? How do you go through that time in your life, that season where nothing's happening and you feel like you're in a tomb and it's sealed? And you feel like that there's no hope. And you feel like giving up. Number one, you reach out to Jesus personally. He went to the cross, didn't have to. He went to the cross so you and I could have an invitation. Because he paid for our sin. He gave us power for the present and a place in our future. So it goes on to say in the next verse, verse 26, and whoever lives and believes in me, not in an institution, not a denomination, I'm not against that, not in a building, not in a group, I'm not against that, but believes in him. I want to tell you tonight, he will never fail you. He will never leave you. He will be the one that Dennis Rodman, he wanted someone to embrace him, someone to believe in him. The final interview of Joe Buck and Dennis Rodman, the final of the interview, when they got done crying, they got the tears and they sat there and it was the very end and Joe ended it this way. Said, Dennis, how I end all my interviews, I ask you if you could just hope or believe or dream for one thing. You're the number one rebounder in history. You've accomplished all these goals. You dated Madonna. You did all these things. You know, if you could have just one thing, this was last Wednesday night, the interview. If you could have just one thing, Dennis, what would it be? And Robin put his head down, tears start coming. If I could just have a relationship with my children. That's what Dennis Rodman said. He said, if I could just have a healthy relationship with my daughter and with my children, he said that would fulfill my life. You know, the only one that can do that is Jesus. He's the only one that can resurrect family trouble, hurt and pain, indifference. Jesus is the only one. So number one, how do we get through the worst days of our life? Is we reach out to Jesus personally. Number two, rely on his power. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at it. Ephesians 1. You know that verse in Romans where it says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. You have a quickening power on the inside if you're a Christ follower, if you're a Christian. Wow. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that when we get to heaven, we're going to be so blown away when we realize the power that we had within us for all the suffering we went through. In Romans chapter 8, it says that this present suffering doesn't compare to the glory that's in us. The problem is we don't know the glory that's in us. And when we get to heaven, the Bible says he's going to wipe away your tears. He's going to wipe away our tears because we're going to bawl like a baby, realizing the life we could have lived while we were here on this earth. It's amazing, isn't it? So number two, on how do you get through the worst day of your life, you look at the resurrection, his death, burial, and resurrection, and you rely not on your power because our power can only take you so far. Your network, your net worth, your ability, your skill, your gift, your talent, you're going to get old, you're going to lose your friends, there's going to come inflation, recession, you know, all that's going to come. And so if we're going to make it to the end and finish strong and leave a legacy, we're going to have to depend on and rely on his power. It's not by might, nor by my power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. We don't have time, but in Ephesians 1, it talks about that power. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, oh, that I may know him. Folks, you know what's going to get you and I through? I've served God for 50 years, and I feel like I've just known him just surfacely. Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. What's going to get you through your worst days of life is your relationship with him. The root problem of all of our problems, the root of all of our problems is relational. The Ten Commandments, the first four is our relationship with God. The last six is our relationship with one another. What's going to get you through your toughest days you go through, on what to do, how do I get through, how do I get to from where I'm at to where I want to be, is relying on his power, knowing how to tap into it. Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Every day of our life, we need to ask God, this is a takeaway, God, give me a revelation today of the power that's on the inside of me as a Christian. So number one, how do we get through the worst days of our life? We're going to reach out to Jesus for a personal relationship. Number two, we're going to rely on his power. And number three, we're going to remember, everyone say remember, we're going to remember his promises. I started tonight by telling you how many are in the Bible. And if you don't know them, you can't claim them. If you don't know what's in your insurance policy, you can't claim it. Okay? So let's look at this, Isaiah. And this is amazing. This verse, Isaiah, let's go there if we could. Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 4. In the Message paraphrase, now, are you ready to God to really speak to you tonight? This is amazing. This is so amazing. So number three, we're going to remember his promise. Now, you remember, this is the passage in the King James that says that when you go through the water, you're not going to drown. When you go through difficulty, you won't be overthrown. When you go through hard times, he's going to be with you. Pastor, I know that. Do you? I can tell you a little thing that will trigger you to let you know that you forgot. Every time you worry. Every time you and I worry for 5 seconds, we forgot. We stopped remembering his promise. There are over 7,000. And look what it says. I love this. But now God's message, the God who made you in the first place. And aren't you glad, church? God doesn't make junk. God don't make junk. He made you in the first place, the one who got you started. Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. That's personal. You're mine. Now you say, Pastor, that's to Israel. Yeah, but in Christ, you're Israel. We're one family. We're the seed of Abraham in Jesus. Next verse, verse 2. When you're in over your head. Anybody besides me ever been in over your head? Oh yeah, in over your head. Boy, we could tell lots of stories, couldn't we, where we stepped out and help. Why did I do that? Why did I listen to them? Come on now, don't shout me down because I'm teaching real good. Well, why did we listen to them? Why did we follow their advice? Why did we step out? Oh my goodness, if I would have went with my gut feeling. I wouldn't be in over my head. That sounds like a country western song. I wouldn't be over my head. Isn't the Bible so relatable? You see, God knows everything you're going through tonight. And he says here, when you're in over your head, remember, I'll be there with you. Oh my goodness. Isn't that good to know? Didn't that get rid of some stress? Your stress level goes down. If you're in over your head financially, if you're in over your head, you know, with your schedule, some of you are working two or three jobs. Some of you, you know, you have two or three blended families and child support, and you got to go over here and you go over there, and you wear all these hats, and you got all this stuff going on, and you got all these, and you're in over your head. Isn't it good to know? He said, remember, I'll be there with you. Oh, my goodness. This morning, I got up, and I got in my car. Kim went to get her, she went to get remodeled today, her hair, her nails, and none of your other business. Okay, praise God. I don't know either. Hallelujah. And so I'm by myself, and so I said, you know what, I'm going to go get in my car, and I'm just going to drive through the countryside, and I'm not going to listen to the radio, and I'm going to turn my phone off, and I'm going to be in God's face. So So for 2 hours this morning, I just drove down by Defiance and New Melly and Washington and back in the hills, had the window down, the birds were singing, the sun was shining. It's resurrection weekend. And I was just talking to the Lord. And I was telling him how much I love him, how much I love you, how much I love our family, how thankful. I was just remembering. Just remembering. You ever felt like you've been in over your head? How do you make it from the worst day of your life to the best day of your life? What do you do when you don't know what to do, how to get through, or how to get to? What do? Reach out to Jesus for a personal relationship. You rely on his power, and then what do? You remember his promises. There are over 7,000, but you can't claim what you don't. No. You remember the story of the lady who was coming from Europe to the United States on a cruise ship, and she didn't think she had enough money, but she saved up enough for the ticket and brought some cheese and crackers, and she stayed in her cabin the whole trip. And towards the end of the trip, you know, the cabin boy was cleaning out stuff and said, you know, how come you never came out to the banquet? How come you never came out to the cafeteria? She said, oh, I didn't have enough money. And he said to her, oh, it was included in your ticket. You didn't have to eat cheese and crackers in your stateroom. You could have eaten all you wanted, buffet your body in the cafeteria. Can't claim what you don't know. So he says here, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, anybody in rough waters tonight? Oh my goodness. If you're in rough waters, he said, remember, you will not go down. Do you feel like you're going down tonight? Boy, I've been there for the third time. He said, when you feel like you're going down, remember, you're not going down. I'll be there with you. He said, when you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Oh my goodness, how many people have committed suicide because they feel like they're in a dead end? Next verse. Because I'm your God, your personal God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, I paid a huge price for you as the team comes out. Well, look at this. I paid a huge price for you. What was that price, church family? The cross. His son. Friday, the day of pain. Saturday, the day of doubt in the tomb, sealed, dead end. But Sunday, Sunday's coming for you. A day of resurrection and victory. Next verse. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell the whole world. Oh my goodness. I'd sell the whole world to get you back. I'd trade creation just for you. Family, he went beyond the world. He went beyond creation. He gave the ultimate gift so you and I could have an imitation. He gave his son.